Please listen with the motivation of bodhicitta, thinking of all sentient beings who have been our parents, and so with the thought of wanting to lead all of them to a state of complete enlightenment, a state of complete liberation. The text we're studying, the Bodhicitta Avatar, is presented in 10 chapters, we're now in chapter 9, the chapter on wisdom. In that, then, we came to the section of the explanation of the meditation on emptiness, and within that, there's a first discussion of the way to meditate on the identitylessness of individual, and then the identitylessness of phenomena. So we're in this second section, the identitylessness of phenomena. And this identitylessness of phenomena, this meditation on the identitylessness of phenomena, is approached by means of the four applications of mindfulness. And so we came to the point of the fourth application, that is the application of mindfulness to phenomena. And in that, then, there's a first, an actual presentation of the application of mindfulness to phenomena, and then second, refutation of objections. And in the text, the application of mindfulness to phenomena is not presented in great detail. It's quite short presentation, but basically what it says is that all phenomena, whether it be compounded or uncompounded, all phenomena are devoid of inherent existence, and so that is to meditate, to realize that, to meditate upon that. And the refutation of objections then come. There's three discussions here. First is objection that to those who say that all phenomena are emptiness, and at the same time talk about two truths, then it's something that doesn't quite work. And there's some objection that I raised, that if you say that all phenomena are emptiness, then you cannot talk about relative truth. And if there's no relative truth, then there's no absolute truth that would be differentiated from it. So you can't talk about two truths when you're saying that all phenomena are emptiness. Because when we say all phenomena actually do not arise, do not remain, and do not go or disappear, have no cessation, then those characteristics are very much characteristic of the relative phenomena. Relative phenomena do arise and do remain for some time and then disappear at some point. And so if you say that all phenomena are without arising, dwelling, and ceasing, then you're saying that there's no such thing as those relative phenomena. Those all those relative phenomena do not exist, and so you just then you cannot talk also about an absolute truth that would be defined in a kind of a in opposition to that relative phenomena, and so to that relative level, and so you can't talk about two truths but just one truth. And the second discussion is a refutation of objection that phenomena actually are inaccessible to reason analysis. That means that if all phenomena are devoid of inherent existence, then reasoning as well is devoid of inherent existence. Reasoning doesn't exist, so then we cannot use reasoning to access phenomena and to try to investigate whether they exist or not, because reasoning itself does not exist. So all phenomena basically are cannot be accessed by reasoned analysis, and that's the second. And the third refutation is of that the analysis then results in infinite regress. That is because if we analyze phenomena and we realize that all phenomena are devoid of inherent existence, then we need in turn to kind of analyze also to investigate that mind that, you know, established that all phenomena are devoid of inherent existence, and so and establishing in turn that this mind is devoid of inherent existence, but then the mind established that all phenomena are devoid of inherent existence also needs to be investigated, analyzed, and then in this way then we found that we end up on infinite regression. So within those three refutations or of those different objections, then we are in the first day eliminating the objection that the two truths are untenable, and so we've already explained some of that, cover some of this explanation, and we still have a little bit further to cover in that section.
And
so this objection of saying that actually, so the two truths, since all phenomena are devoid of arising, dwelling, and ceasing, so that contradicts the relative phenomena. For relative phenomena do not exist because they are phenomena which arise, dwell, and cease. And so if there is no relative phenomena, then also you can't talk about this absolute in opposition to that. So you have just one truth, in fact. And to that, then the Madhyamika explained that actually on the absolute level, at the level of really what is, then there's not even one truth. But then on the level of appearances, at the level of appearances of things, then we can talk about two or four truths or different presentation, because all phenomena basically appear to us in this way with this due to the power of mistaken thoughts. Then all phenomena manifest to us, appear to us, but then they do not exist in the way they appear to us. They do not have any inherent existence, and in the way that they seem and they appear to us, it is just they just appear based on the conceptual thinking of the kind of mental elaborations. Because of that, then all phenomena appear without being truly inherently existent. So that is on the relative level, and this is so. This is what we've seen yesterday, and so today we come to this. Explanation of a discussion of the fact that actually all phenomena appear to a deluded mind. Because of, being deluded, then all those phenomena appear to us. But then they do not appear to a Buddha, for example. Someone who is, you know, gone beyond that, has completely purified his mind, is not object to delusion, then all those phenomena do not appear to a Buddha anymore.
Dati kare sumeras na nganzo uman chukpa na wala. Pena ni kudi dine, milan ki nonga dine yungura, dedi yu ki chayan yore, dega na shi ombo ki chayan yore, yu jen sheba ki chayan doa, sumcha milan ki kosa dine nonga res. Yine ya ta, milan ki kosa disonja yaba yine ya, ni sibi kosa milan ki nonga yu dan dina shi, ni ombo dan, sheba disumcha, ni sibi kosa yore sana, yuma res. Dina shi chene da, zunga dan zimbi ki ching nando, Rabadan, Travada Cheva Tama, Dondo de Dine, Nyangin and Deva, Sanjay Combo Tops Shegura. That Sanjay Combo Tondo de Tadunya, Gunzo Gage, Trubin no one de so, and in Nogu Resin, and in Nogu Maris, Cassi Noguina, then Sanjay Ranaya, Ranonaya, and in Trubiki Noa, and Yava de Nichalores. O Dinde, that Sanjay Ranona, then in Trubiki, no one de so, Kayameva. Gunzo Gage, Trava de Tama, and in Gane, then Nyangin and Devas, or Dinis Shegures.
And also, as explained in the Madhyamika Avatara, then that actually the way when we're dreaming, then all the there's the object that appears, there's the faculty that perceives, and then there's the mind, there's the subject that are that manifest in the dream. But then the moment we wake up, then they are not there anymore. All those appearances, objects that were appearing, the mind that was the subject, the faculty, all those are not there anymore when we wake up, all those appearances of the dream. And so it's the same also with the when reaching upon nirvana or enlightenment, and when reaching there, then all those deluded appearances then are not there anymore. Just like in when we wake up from a dream, so it's the same. All those appearances, objects, and so on that appear because of the delusion of the mind, because of the deluded mind, are not there anymore since we've removed that. Otherwise, if they were there for the Buddhas, if the Buddha would still have some deluded perceptions and still deluded appearances would manifest to them, then that would mean to say that delusion would be truly existent, which is not the case. At the reaching of enlightenment, when reaching enlightenment, then all this, the delusion is eliminated, and so therefore also all deluded appearances then do not manifest. So like in the example of the dream, when waking up from a dream, then all the appearances of the dream then are not there anymore.
Maribi ni di ses waina, dene trubiki noan da soya ngaro gores. Manzo sanje se di bida se di sanje la tsu peke la juyun di, ane kareshe gores ne. Maribi ni le san, ane sheja la lode jeba se sanje se ya ki tunda di, dene deshe jangda. Ane trubiki noan di kare la dene noan gores di, dati maribi ni la dene. Milangki noan di ni la dene yung gora. Ane nashi nga zo kunzo trubiki noan di dene, maribi ni la dene, noan gores. Ane maribi ni di da san, Sansimbara, Sansena, Maribini dea, Meba, San Jess Shimda, Sansia de Maribini pa, Meba, Taba. Jess didine, Shejala, Lode Jeba, Shimda, San Jess didinich, De Shijunda, Dindida, Tuno, De Noki, Jo, Maribini, Sanjela Yamara, Marib, Pachata Jeba, Pons Shimda. Udindida, Sanjerana, to begin no attendees, Gagueres.
And so the, just as when in a dream, when we're dreaming, so all these appearances manifest to us, but when we wake up, then they are not there anymore. And so in the same way also, then sentient beings, at the moment, then they are in the deep sleep of ignorance, and so that's why all those deluded appearances manifest to them. But once they wake up from this sleep of ignorance, then they are free from all those deluded appearances. They do not appear to them anymore. And the term that we have, when we say Buddha in Tibetan is Sangye, reflects that. That is that the term Sang means that actually that is to purify, purify from the sleep of ignorance. And the Gye is like developed the knowledge of phenomena. And so this. So the first sound, so that means, you know, that it is basically it removes, it purifies all the this sleep, this deep sleep of ignorance, and at gaze like the development of all the qualities of the intelligence, of the wisdom, of knowing phenomena. And so this is this reflects this then when talking about the Buddhahood, that so that we wake up from this sleep of ignorance, and so we are not under the influence anymore of those deluded appearances.
That dina shinche na yanja uman juba na la karesu ngare se da anzo ge sanje sanje ge komo tolo de da zunzin ki treba chama ani hiro gra meba chan de chando de zunzin ki treba de chama anzo bishin kambo na shin shin kambo na shinche shin kambo de da me ge ko lela wo chen meba so lo gra chi lo gra dina shinche ne dini janju semba de so ge tobi ge da dame tobi ke yeshe de ni me na shinche da yeshe me de ge ni zunzin ki tuba shin kambo de ta meba son lo ra chi ne chi ne meba son de de ni sheja ge da chi zunzin ki tuba bishin na shin de cha ma se ne ni sen sen ju ge nam do de cha ma ga lo re se din ga ne da kare cha go re se de ni sen ga ne kare to go re se de ni yeshe ki ku de ngun de che go re se Odin de das hanje ge komo ton lo de sen da sen jun saman ga lo da yine ya dan sen da sen jun ga ba yine ya de ni ye she de da ngon de che go res
And it says also in the again in the Madhyamika Avatar there's another quotation that so it talks about the tinder phenomena like the you know the kindle the wood like kind of small dry wood and is all consumed by the fire is the wisdom that realizes selflessness. So this wisdom that realizes selflessness is compared to the fire that burns all this you know dry wood, little wood of phenomena of the all the meaning that in this way all the thoughts are or the conceptual thinking, conceptual elaborations are all completely put to an end, and we obtain therefore in thereby the wisdom, primordial wisdom then becomes manifest. And so this is so what happens there. So in this at the level when reaching so enlightenment there, then all the mind and the mental states are stopped, and but then the wisdom, primordial wisdom manifests.
That and the woman Juban on a singer party, going with some zits, shame that that dela cabatis of you in the ship, damn that in a jaguar is soon done. Carson, that day singer by the going on some zits at the Carico or city, Zuma than Zimbi getting it, Sensing Jung. So this joke, Julia Shakita, Nando Gran Shinjira, this is a time and Garlo is. Then Gane, Ranjungi Yesheta, Sensing Jung and Deba, Ranjungi Yesheta, and on the chevers. Dere Mado, so this joke is sent. Sensing Jun de So Sanjela Yan Yodin Rawan. Yan Kashiki Sensing Jun de So Taman Gado de any digitella Yeshayan Mabadne Shingdus. That the Sheva in any Sanjela Kunde Mabuch Chalore. Sanjela Nazo Sanjengi Nanshinke that Sensing Juki Nando de Yamare de Inea. This so Namdon Dilin Debigate Ranjungi Yeshinji. Any Sanjiki Jula Yeres. What the name Singaba the Kuyunsons is Singaba in a Yeshe Mingaba. Ni sanje la yeshe yeba o dinde kogo gnes
and then the so in this Madhyamika Avatar the last sentence of our quotation here the mind is stopped the kaya manifest this sentence gave rise to a lot of different interpretations by the masters of the past and So but basically it means that the mind is stopped means that the mind of ordinary sentient beings, the mind of the main mind and the mental states all have stopped. And the kaya manifest means that the self arisen wisdom, the Rangjun Yeshe, then manifests. And so some are saying that actually the Buddha
So you get the same as you and the Yuris, the Kenangan Yuris.
No, the Dishing Yuris.
some are saying that the Buddha have mind and mental states, and explained in this way. Some are saying that the Buddha do not have this primordial wisdom, that the mind and mental state stop, but then is not this primordial wisdom there. So all those are kind of a deep misunderstanding and a kind of wrong views about the Buddhas. But basically what happens is that all the mental conceptual elaborations are kind of eliminated, brought to an end, and then comes about something that is beyond that, that is the self-arisen wisdom, the Rangjung Yeshe. So even though all the mind, the mental states, all the conceptual elaborations have stopped, then we have something that is beyond that, that is this self-arisen primordial wisdom. And so the Buddha this is when it says the Kaya manifests, means that the Buddha, you know, has this primordial wisdom.
And yeshe siyade ta nando lindeba, nando tsama pa meba chanende ni yeshe siyura. Oda digi cheban roche.
And so the mind and the mental states. So he says when the mind is of the domain of conceptual thoughts, conceptual thinking, whereas primordial wisdom is beyond that. So that's the difference between the two. And then the refutation of objection that saying that the reasonings also we can't apply the reasonings to phenomena, so that, you know, if the Madhyamika say that you know, all phenomena are devoid of inherent existence, are empty, then saying that all phenomena are empty, so there's no reasonings then, therefore, because they are empty, that could be used in order to assess that, so those Madhyamika reasonings also cannot be used because they are empty. And so we'll see the answer of the Madhyamika.
That the Loma Bagging and Sogilula Tinsi Chetanji Ranji Meba Telem Bejeki, Tinsi Senji Ranji Demba Tubachi, Kayakilang Mess. You Chetanji Demba Madubaina, did Telem Bejeki, Tinsi and Ranjinki Tuba Kayamaris. Yine Yanko, Tinny Yudan, Eugensia, the Zama, Pensi Tende Gonke, any Shabbatanis. Tende Chila Tuni, Chik, Yula Tuni, Eugensia, Eugenia, then Yusia, Pensi Tende Gonk Shabbaris. What did Shabbateta? So, Jinena, Tanyeto, that the Tadigores. What in Jinet Tanyeto Tayung de Latine, Ribet Cheva Chea de Soya, and in Tanyla Jinet Kunzop to that de Tegores. In a good Cheva Chea de Kunzop Tanyeto Cheva Chevore de Inea, de Cheva Cheung de Chetanji, Ranshime, but then a punny dig jess, did then a bejeki tinsi de Tinny Lani, Ranshi to one of the Nichi Liaris, and did Lia Kanyamores. Make a shin at any member yung de, any Tama.
And so the answer is that though the subject and the object to be analyzed are empty by their nature, they are said to be mutually dependent. So the mind and is analyzing, and then the object that is analyzed, then they both depend on each other. They have this interdependent kind of a relation. And all this all analysis is conducted on the basis of the conventionalities of the common consensus. It means that what is, you know, known by everybody, the kind of the conventional world, the conventional appearances, then this is on the basis of those that analysis is conducted, and in which things seem real, as long as they are not subjected to close investigation, we can, you know, conduct this analysis. So the analysis is in the domain of the relative, when we still have, so this subject, the mind that is conducting the analysis, that is dependent upon the object, they mutually depend upon each other. And that is, you know, completely in accordance with the way things are on a conventional level. And the thing is that when conducting this kind of analysis, then we come to a point that we realize that phenomena are not truly existent. But it doesn't mean to say that the reasoning they established that is left after that and like being truly existent after that, that you would have, you know, a truly existent reasoning that could establish the lack of inherent existence of phenomena. It's a little bit like fire, that if you have, you know, the fire and the wood, when the wood is exhausted, then the fire dies of itself. And so it's the same also with this, when applying those reasonings, and when you apply reasoning to establish the lack of inherent existence of phenomena, then you are not left after that with a kind of with a reasoning that would be truly inherently existent.
Tony che nan ji tony re sin de ni che ba che ya chin da o de che ba de ta tha ni kun zo la ani che ba de che re s ko che ba ki ri pa kro ran hin gi ma du ba yin na ya tha ni kun zo de ta de che ba de the re s nga zo che nan ji tony re s che ba che ya de ani tha ni kun zo la ta che ge ra ma to de dan ba la do ani de le gi che nan ji tony yi min ki che ba sa ni ani zhong yo ma re s de de ta che ba che ya de ko kun zo tha ni zan de la ani min de ba kan ya yo ma re s tensi mundus chesan tensi deta ribe cheba che de kan ta tensi ra ode cheba de thani kunzu chandala yores ine ya krongi chedan je ni toni imba demba madu ba de che yun de din chedan je tongba ni tena pe chan ne da du ani kron ri ba de lan ro res ne de la gu ya ma res de deta number cheba de ya the ng do toni ime na cheba de ya thani dun the yores
and so this analysis where we see that all phenomena come to understand, to realize that all phenomena are emptiness, is conducted on the relative level. That is something that is attuned with a relative level. And that even though so all those reasonings that are applied are in themselves emptiness, yet on the relative level, then they are used in order to establish the selflessness, identitylessness of all phenomena, the emptiness of all phenomena. And that on the relative level, then there can't be any kind of analysis in trying to see whether all phenomena are emptiness or not, and that is not of the domain of the absolute. But and so therefore there is no, it says that it is quite tenable, or there is no, you know, contradiction, no problem in using those reasonings in order to investigate whether whether phenomena are established or not. And there is an investigation that is conducted on the conventional level. Conventional level is, as long as we do not investigate, then, you know, those appearances manifest. And so at that level, then we can still conduct this kind of investigation. And then in the end, we are not left with a kind of a, you know, when we've realized that all phenomena are emptiness, we are not left with a reasoning, with the reasoning that enabled us to establish that as something that would be truly existent there. So it is just on the conventional level that we conduct this investigation with this kind of a conventional, with this reasoning that also has a conventional existence.
That's some nanju tumye denju itsebonche. Nanju tumye denju itsebonse de takarishye warse de umaba churongye chedanje tombani ina. And Chetanji Tombani Chetanji Ranshingi Maruba res and Tombani res at Ribe Chenura. Riba digge Chetanji Tombani Imba de Hakogres. In a Riba Krongi Kron and a Tony Imba da Ranshi Maruba de Cheba Chetogres, Chetumares. The Cheba Chema to the Taco Riba Kron Ranshi Maruba Cheba Chela Riba Shendachi Gores. Yan riba shenda de yan kurong kurong hanji meba che tu mara yan digi riba somba chi yan kor che gores odi ni chinro de ta nanche de tumye do chasares ni tumye do jugi ke jendus shegna.
And third refutation is the of the objection that analysis must result in infinite regress. And so the objection is to so to Madhyamika say that, you know, all phenomena are emptiness. And so if you say that all phenomena are emptiness, then this is something that also you so you're establishing by means of those reasonings, right? So you established, you have this reasoning that established the emptiness of all phenomena. But then this reasoning itself cannot establish its own emptiness. So you need another reasoning to establish its emptiness. But then, this reasoning they established the emptiness of the first reasoning. Then, also needs, we cannot establish its own emptiness by himself. And so you need another reasoning in order to establish the emptiness of the second reasoning, and so on. So this basically it results that the analysis result in infinite regression.
That the loma bagi lenjang da. So karishe words the cheba chesa ki cheyara cheta sheja. Oh, this is tama la dini ribe cheba chene. Ni tama de la chik demba maruba. Ni cheva meba dini chik toyara. Cheva meba nien rodila dini di che cheba cheya ki riba cheyara. Di riba di dini kola yutsan meba chanores. Kainstan cheba chesa ki cheta tama tombani imba ribe chesara. Chendo de ta cheba krona dini. कि युन्द्रव खाया लागु यो मारस मि पापा तेसा कि युन्द्रव खाया मि पा तेसा कि यु खाया मल मलान रो देति ने दिने कि चेबा कि रिबा देया रंशिंग के को पाने चेवा मेबा तोंबा नि छारो रस पेनंग जो छुले अने बालो दिने छुंग दो छु जमजो दिने न बालो दिने छुंग दो इने बालो दि जमजो ले यान छु गरे अने रंशिंग के या जंजो खरो न या माथि रोंग दो ओदि न शिंचे ने छे तांजे दा Chini tomba niki ngam dalapa, tino ures, ranshingi pa cheva meva de, ko cheva chesa ki cheta to tama tomba ni tenan bendo da. Dine dit tenan bendo de, dine cheva chea ki riba kuro yan, an dina shinjin pa cheva meva ki di ngana pa tino ures. Mado, di cheva chea ki riba de cheta anji cheva chesa no de, dine riba de chibu la, dine riba de shini yan cheva meva no de. Tena bego ures na gwe yo mars kurong gi chotan ji tena chawa me ba tena be chang de de ni kurong ya ran shin gi ba chawa me be gi chini lang ba tin ro ures
and so the those analysis so we use this analysis in the Madhyamika in order to establish that all phenomena actually are devoid of inherent existence and so but these reasonings themselves are also devoid of inherent existence. And it is not that, so we'll be left after that with this kind of reasoning that would have a different status. And because actually the says that when phenomena are investigated and are found to be without true existence, and when it is ascertained with certainty that they cannot be characterized as produced or unproduced, analysis itself ceases to have an identifiable object or basis. And so we come to this point. So when conducting the analysis and then analyzing again and again, then we come to this to realize that all phenomena are devoid of inherent existence. So there's no object left for the mind to analyze. And so therefore, without an object and also this reasoning then do not apply to anything. It is not there anymore. It kind of also then dissolve also, if you want, in a way, into emptiness. And so when there is no longer any object or basis to act as a target, no analyzing subject will arise to focus on it. And so all concepts are stilled, and the analysis itself subsides like ripples on the water. So the example is given, you know, of the waves in the ocean. And so when the waves, then they rise from the ocean, but then they, you know, they dissolve back into the ocean. So it's the same also, these reasonings. Then also, then in the end, then kind of subside or kind of dissolve back in the state of the space of phenomena.
That the name must somebody that didn't see Drondo Chebas. Didn't see Drondo Chebas to the Karisha or Drondo Seade, that pa Chegunda, Mabasogunda. Karela then the Drondo Yunger said, Umabagi, that Chedan, J. Tombani is Shinda, Ranshi Dembatu by Yomar Shinda. In a yada, Drunda Woman the so, Chera Mavadan, Dodeba, Dinanshin, that Cheroba, Tunda Manchavagi, and then over the so, Dembatu by the Yeres in Kashi Demba Madua in the Kashi Dembatu by Yeres Shinda. Odi demba truba mebala demba truba res sheba de drondos. That the drondo de pa karekche or setini, umiki riba, umiki tensi denana, tensi hitamanda, odi tensi de sovitini, tindig drondo de pa, and in cheba, tindig drondo de sopa meva sovres.
So now we come to dispelling misconception through reasoning. And so, a misconception, or sometimes it is the term drondo is like the translate could be translated as projection, or basically is thinking that where something does not exist and thinking that it exists, thinking something inexistent exists. That's this type of, because there's two types of misconception. One is to think that things which exist are non-existent, and then this one which is to think that things that are non-existent exist. So there is this type of misconception that's going to be addressed here, because, you know, even though the Madhyamika then explained that actually all phenomena do not are devoid of inherent existence, are emptiness, then still in the lower kind of philosophical system, then they come and some believe that things actually are truly existent. Some, not all of them, but some consider that, you know, things are truly existent, and so have this still this kind of notion. So this kind of misconceptions or like projections then will be refuted now by using the different reasoning, Madhyamika reasonings that they are used in order to dispel those kind of misconceptions.
That the la. Tambo ngobo mai duche kabas shinga ngobo mas de ngobo de so demba yore shi de la ngobo mas ta de so ngobo demba tuba yore sin de ni de la duche yore sin duche yore mas ngobo de so demba demba tuba yimbi ki ni duche ki jumsen yore sin jumsen da ri ba de yore mas che dan ji tongba ni re sin de ni ani shi de la duche ki ri ba da jumsen de ni yore sin o de ni ki na ne tambo ta ngobo mai ki che so demba tuba re sin de la ni
And the first is the refutation of the argument of those who believe in true existence. So, believing those who believe in true existence, that refer to those who think that the things have some true inert existence. And so that is, and so when asked, you know, how do you establish this? Do you have any reason, any way of establishing that things are truly existent? And the answer actually is no, there's no way in which the true existence of things can be established. And that the on the other hand, then the fact that all phenomena are emptiness can be established. There's some ways of establishing that. And so therefore, so the this is here we come to the refutation of the argument of those who believe in true existence, saying that the true existence of phenomena then cannot be established, and so therefore there is no such thing.
That ngobo ma deso ge kanda zuda tiro deso danga da sheba deso chama demba rabo dene chi sheng da demba demba chuba yes. Ta de demba chuba de ni drugu na da druthu mare sone junsen kar sone de druje la chema kanyo mare sone. Ta kasi chema rabo chi junsen kya ba ina ya. Oh, chino ngobo deso demba chuba yes. Junsen kar sone ngazo mi ki ngobo stong doas. Now you must talk to us. That the Johnson Coyer mother Shen, the number two big Johnson Kayo Coyaminda, or the end of the Jig Sima Yomaris.
And so, if we, the proponents, he says, of such philosophies will, of course, say that consciousness is established as value cognizer, and therefore the very fact that so the mind is a the way to establish that phenomena are true existence, that the mind is this valid cognition. And then all phenomena, then all those things appear to us human as being, you know, truly existent. And so therefore, that is why they are truly existent.
Draja dinayanko, nawe tuyayara, odi anko demba madubares, dea zumares and azon chitembagian hakoera. Odi in the miki tonga, nawe tuba yubi junsingi, ni chuad is a sama demba, tubaimba, ni dutumares.
But then the mere fact that we see things, or that we hear things, then do not prove that they are truly existent, cannot help us to establish their true existence, because we have examples well known by everybody. For example, the reflection. Then we see things, and even though we see the reflection, doesn't mean that the thing that we see is truly existent. There, this is something that everybody knows. And in the same way, also in the case of echoes, then also then we hear the that we hear, everybody knows that even though that the sound, we can hear the sound, but it is not actually established there. And so the fact, so the mere fact that we see or that we hear things then cannot work as a reason for establishing their true existence.
That ngobo ma de so gi kasi che de so demba tu ba ge ni du je gi chema kare yore se de chema yore se sheba kro chema re se sheba kro ani chema re demba tu ba re se o di ye bi jun sen la de ne de ngo so gi su ra tro yu de so ya da demba tu ba yu se jun sen kare se na ani sheba kro chema re chema sheba kro chema yin de kro demba tu ba re se o di gi de ni su ra tro de so ngo thong da se di thong yu de da de demba tu ba yin bi ki jun sen ani chema Sheba kuno tsemare di denba tuwa yore sendani. Ani dindes lawa yinaya diyan ta jumsen nanda chagyo maras.
And so, but then what kind of, when asked, you know, to those proponents of the true existence of, when we ask them, you know, how can you establish the, what kind of valid cognition do you have to establish the true existence of phenomena, then they say, well, we have true exist, we have valid cognition, that is the mind. Mind is, you know, valid cognition is the mind, and the mind is truly existent. So therefore, since the mind sees by means of by valid cognition, then the forms and hear sounds and so on, then because of that, then also those all those phenomena, those forms and so on are truly established. But then here, this is not really a valid kind of reason.
That de la uma bagi sheba de demba tuba yimbi ki jumsen kare yes jumsen kan yo maris pa churon su ge sheba demba tuba yimbi ki jumsen kare yes ching da ani jumsen kan yo maris kan isa na sheba kro den damba la ka si demba tuba yo na ani kro ki kro demba tuba yimba de she tu maris len de da sheba kro demba tuba yimba de sheba shenda chi kha ko go res dinan shin sheba shenda de ya da yang kro ki kro demba tuba yimba she tu yo maris yan sheba sumba deki denba truba yinba shene ta yan sheba chik denba truba druba la ane tumye sheba tumye di druje ki sheba de tumye do chano ures o dinde ta denbe ki kandara sheba denba truba chi yobi ki jumsen kanya yom aras.
But then the Majjhimika replied that what is the reason for saying that actually this, the mind of recognition is truly established, and there's no reason for that, because on the ultimate level we can't establish this its true existence. And that is that if we say that you know, in order to be able to assess whether the mind is truly established or not, then as we saw before, then the mind itself cannot do that. So we need another mind that would be able to observe and then to establish whether it is truly existent or not. And then you have another mind that would establish that the second is truly existent or not. And so you end up in infinite regression if you were to try to establish the true existence of the mind. So you can't establish it.
Sheba demba tubi tuba yimbi jumsen yores kani sana ani sura tiro deso maso ngos ani mi na nawa deso ge ngos thong do as odi thong ye de ni yul sura tiro deso demba tuba yores odi jumsen de la tene de ni sheba de demba tuba yimba ani tru tu yores.
But then again, the proponents of the true existence of phenomena then say that actually there's a reason for saying that phenomena are truly existent. It is because we see them, they do appear directly to us through our perceptions, and so therefore, because of that, then they must be truly existent, they have to be truly existent, and so that's the way in which we can establish that true existence.
That de la yanje thokyo ngda ma ba geta kasi sheja yu kono demba tuba yana de demba tubi ge jumsin kare des. Dinita uma bag tigor yu de demba tuwa yu bi junsen la tene sheba demba tuwa yin shem da ngobu ma de so en yu de demba tuwa yin bi junsen kare yes ta tigore ti ti yin de ha o sheba yore ni sheba yu bi junsen ki yu de demba tuwa yore se ta chik droje la chik ko de ngda ma tu junsen shen da ko tu yu ma yu denpa tuwa yimbi junzen karasana, ane sheba denpa tuwa yores. Sheba denpa tuwa yimbi junzen karasana, yu denpa tuwa res, she dengdwa. Ta dini ko chiki duje chiki kode gara mato, dini junzen shenda kanya she tuwa yoma.
And so the, in this way, so those proponents of the true existence of phenomena then established that the true existence of the mind on the basis of the object, because of seeing this truly existent object, then there's a truly existent mind. But then when the Madhyamika ask, and how do you know that those objects are truly existent? Well, they say, because this mind, then truly existent mind, then perceives them and then can assess them by valid cognition. So here, so we see that this doesn't work, because then the mean for establishing the true existence of the subject is the object, and how do you establish that the object is truly existent? That is with the subject, because the subject is truly existent. So they are kind of in this way then they try to establish them, you know, mutually, and so that doesn't work.
Sheba denpa tupi junsen la teni yu denpa tupa res. Ta kroni chik pensun yoni yeba de, tenis drug yore siyengda. Ta de chik pensun yeba de teni denpa tupa yinbi junsen la teni tenis drug yama res. Pensun tuyba onge, penna rinpo da tungus. Rinpo siya de chik tungtung chik la tuyuni ko rinpo siya gore mado, ta chido ko rinpo resana marawa. Yang kroni rinse tuyba yina, yang ko tungtung chano ondo. De yun de rinpo da tungtung siya de jidangi ko pensun chik la tuyuni chik shaba zang res. Mato tachidu de ngeba yo maras. Pena nganzo degaasi chiyo na, ane de rinpo re, tundu re la na, tuyosa chi gora. Ta degaasi chiyo le tuyo chawa yo na, o de tundu rinpo re esi. Yang de la rinzi chi te na, o ko tundu re esi, xie gongdo amato. Degaasi ko rinpo de tundu re esi, kanya lo togo mando. O de na xin, yu de yu chen siya de, nanshi denpa truwa kanya yo maras. Ina yu la teni yu chen, yu chen la teni yu siya de, ane chi pensun tuyo bongki, ta shaba zang re esi.
And so we see that, so on what they explain is that because the object is truly existent, then therefore the mind is truly existent. And because the mind is truly existent, then therefore the object is truly existent. And so it is one, you know, like depending on one another in this way. And so so the reason is not the true existence, it is not because they are truly existent. It is just a, you know, independence upon each other. There's this relation of dependence. For example, when we talk about, it is the same when we talk about long and short. When we talk about long and short, then it is always in relation to something. We can't talk about, you know, something just taken in isolation and say it's short or it is long. It is, you know, in comparison to something else that we can say, oh, that this is short or that this is long. But then just not something taken just to consider on its own in isolation and try to see whether it is long or short, then we can't. It is always independence in this way. And so here, it is also in the object and the subject are kind of defined also in this way, independence upon one another in the same way.
That digi ninga de dicha de wanda. Pena anso budan pas shebra. Bus ya de ko buyin bi jansen karayarasi de. Ani kurona ani pa yogo wara. O da di ko bures. Kanisana ani ko ki bures ne. Kurona ka abadelen zugu zugu wara. Da kasi ko ani abatani mewa ina da dile bus shegmara ko shasatani mida. Dinashi, any dealer puts on you mevaina, and it co pares and then Logona, that lotumara, or dinashires. That the caricundo. Co puimbala, junse, any pachi degunda, padded up buddigi, mena yogura. O dinashi, you jen sheva de demba to be junsela, you de demba to a yores, junse de cuyunde, you jen sheva de gimula, you de trugur. That you jen sheva de gimula, you de any demba to a yoresena. The temper to a yomara. Junsen carson, Eugene, Dan Udini, and Pensun turned to was a render. The Cassi, Sheba King, Huna, Udiona, then Udi, and the Caricatogore, this hanging is Sheba Kaimindor. What the so get then, Digamaras? Chicky Junsen, Chickabaina? Only the Media Junsen, the Chadivores.
And so the key point here, the important point is. As in the example of the father and the son is given here, that it is, you know, when we say this is the son, then we can, you know, by pointing at his father, then we can, it is an independence upon the, you know, there being a father, there can be a son. And it is also in dependence of having a son, then we say to, of this person that he's a father. So it is mutually dependent, because if there is just a someone without a son, then it is not a father. And someone, if there is a son, then there must be a father as well. And so it's the same also in our discussion with the when you know that the this proponent of the true existence of phenomena saying that the cognition is truly existent, because the cognition is truly existent, then the object also is truly existent. And then, but then in that if that is the case, then this cognition must come before the object, must be established as truly existent before the object, if that were the case. But what we see is that this object, or this subject, is a mind being truly existent, is just independence upon the object. When there is no object, there is no subject. There is no a truly existent subject without the object. And so, as it's just as in the case of the father and the son, they just exist independence upon one another. When you have the father, you have the son. When you have a son, you have a father. But you can't have a son without father, or father without son. And so, in the same way, also in our case here of the subject and the object, then this true existent subject is a true existent subject only if you consider that this true existent object. And so, it's just independence upon each other. It's not, has nothing to do with their true existence.
That chick do check your son and dig me. Mindy Johnson Carisanada, Pena, Putsani, Meba inani, the Paris and the Lotumuda, Pasha Dumuda, the Pam Mena, the Buddha, Meva Chanora, Udina Shinchene, Pena Sheba Kono, Demba Tubala, any you did Demba Tuba Yores, did Johnson Kersuina? Any Sheba de Puna Shinche. You did Junsen Koya de Pana Shincheneta, Kumula Togunda, or Ko Poresudi, and the Puyubi Junsen, and Dinghana Pachi Yogura, Dina Shinchen. And in Sheba Kono Demba Tubala Junsen, a you Demba Tuba Yores Kobaina, and in Sheba Ginghana, you did Demba Tuba Yogures. The Shebi Ginghana, Yuchi Demba Tuba, that's an Sigmara. Oh, digita Junsen de Changda. That de la Dinima, Chen de Tonyo de Ningobo Mathers, or Tangazoki, Sheba Dan, Uni Demba Tuba Yores, the Pensin Chikongi Chik. Demba tuwa yinsi, da di shegmes. Da di lawa yinna tanda digi ribe no yungda. O dindi, da digi shegmes.
And so, the if we say that, so that the cognition is the subject to mind is a truly existent, because the object is truly existent, then we find ourselves in this situation, so as in the example of the father and the son, actually. And so if we consider that it is because of the subject, of the object being truly existent, that we have the cognition truly existent, then if we consider, so the cognition there is like the son, if you want, and then the object is like the father. So because of having this truly existent object, then we have a truly existent mind. And so we need to have the object, this truly existent object, being existing before the cognition, before the consciousness. Because as in the case of the father, is because of the truly existent father being before, then that we have the son. So in the same way, in order to have this truly existent a cognition that comes because of the truly existent object, then we need to have the truly existent object before. Yet, we see that it is impossible to find this truly existent object without the cognition, before the cognition. Without the cognition, there's no such thing as the truly existent object. And so, it is just independence upon one another that those are discussed. And so, that when we talked about their true existences, one is we say that one is true existence, so the other one is truly existent. But then it's just in this relation, and that doesn't allow us to establish their true existence. And so in this way, by using the example of the father and the son, then we see how this assertion of the those who believe in true existence is refuted.
That Junsen Kariko is the Ngobo Mahadis, okay. Pena ngazo nyugu yora nyugu de karel ten chegorse de sabena ten chegundo as nyugu de sabena tene che yungde saben yaba karek togo yasidi ene nyugu chewa dege saben yaba ha kogo yasidi saben de yume karel tene ha kogo yasidi shinga nola la nyugu che yungde oo da shinga de nona saben yuera hasene de togo yasidi, she togo yasidi dina shingi manzo sheba de yu zuda dilo deso la tene che go yasidi zuda dilo tene sheba che yungde tene zuda dilo deso karek yaba ha kogo yasidi tene de la tene sheba de che yungda oo sheba dege ta Zuda to the Yaba Karachine, any Demba to Yaba Karachine Tomitores, or the Totores, that Junzendires.
And so the proponent of the true existence then say that the kind of the reason they give for the true existence of the mind is that they give the example of a sprout in a field, and when you see a sprout in a field, then how does it come about? Where does it arise? Why does it arise? It is because of a seed. Because there's a seed, then the sprout come about, then there's a plant. So when we know, when we see the sprout, then we can know that there was a seed. And so that is the same also, because there is the cognition, the consciousness comes about on the basis of the this object, like the visual forms, the sound, the odors, the taste, the textures. Then that the this which are truly existent. Then that is then because of that, then we can know that there is a mind also, because it comes on the basis of those objects. In the same way as we know that there is a sprout, that there is a seed because there is a sprout, and so. In this way, then we can establish the true existence of the mind. So that why do you say that this is impossible?
That de la dini uma pagi churongi pe na tueni chung mi dos shiver. Junsen karasna saben yaba de karik togres de ni nyug de cheba de ki togres shesan. That de la uma pagi saben yaba de nyug cheba de chibu togoy maras. Karik togres de saben yaba de ani. Sheba de gang, so sheba de gang, shetuweres. Kainson, my shingan on a drebut chain to or digging mula, and his sabinchi yere tene, and so sheba de gay, any hakoweres. Jumsen carasana, sheba de gay, that sabenda, nugini, so so midegora, so so tongera, or the tongue, junde nebig, semajera, or dick any sabendi yaba hakoweer mato, nugicheva crunchibukita, ding mula saben yaba de, hako to your mars.
And but then the Madhyamika replied that actually these examples that that is given here does not correspond to what they try to the point they try to make, and there's not a valid example, because when we say that there's a seed that has grown because we can see a sprout on the account of the sprout, of the presence of the sprout, then this is not just because of the sprout then we can establish the seed, but there's also the cognition is involved there. It is because we can think of it, we can reflect, we can see that there is a when thinking that when we see the result, then we think, oh, that was a seed there. So we have this thought coming. We can reflect in this way. So it is because if we were to just see a sprout there, if we just see a sprout there in the field, then without thinking anything, then we won't be able to kind of establish the connection with the seed. It is only by with this very cognition that relate to cause and effect that we are able to link the presence of the seed of the sprout with the seed.
That did. Shinga nona la nyugu chewa thongwa zangi dingho la sabayin yaba de ha kogo resi na kodung ma resi digi ngho la sabayin yaba de kareki ha kogo resi na junde ngebe ki tsema digi ha kogo resi mada shinga nona nyugu thongwa zangi dingho la sabayin yaba ha kodung ma resi ding nga so junde ngebe ki tsema de mebi chungsa ra pena buu chung chung duso ge shinga nona nyugu chegi yaba de thongwa yore ina dingho la sabayin dinde chi yore Tene, Shigmara. Junsen Karsana Kola, the Junding Ebig, Sema de Yomar. ta kare yoris de jundeng bi tsema se de hinga no nyu gu dinde chi cha yas di cha la saben dinde chi go re te ne de ha kong ke she ba de la jundeng bi tsema de bu de cha wala ju dinde go re ju di ngo na ta sha wa ina de bu dinde chi che re te ne di she tung ke she ba de la jundeng bi tsema s o di ge ne hinga no la saben yo ba de ha ko go re ma do hinga no la ji de bu de ani che wa thong wa chang gi ni ding na saben yo ba de
And so, by just seeing so the a sprout in a field that we are not able to establish that there's a seed, to know that there's a seed, when we just merely seeing the sprout, it is only because we have this of this value cognition that ascertains cause and effect, then we're able to understand that there was a seed because we see a sprout here. And if we don't have this reasoning without, in the absence of this kind of value cognition that ascertains cause and effect, then we won't be able to know that there was a seed before the sprout. For example, a baby that is in the field, the baby can see the sprout, but he cannot know that there was a seed before. It doesn't come to occur to his or her mind that there was a seed before. And so, in the it is not by just seeing that there is a seed there, a sprout there, then we can't ascertain, or we can't think, we can't know that there was a seed before. It is only when we use this reasoning that or the valid cognition that ascertains cause and effect, that we can know that there was a seed before. And so here, also the example that that those proponents of the true existence were giving is that for on the basis of the sprout, then we can understand that there was a seed, but actually that is not the case. It is not, we can't understand that there was a seed because of the sprout. It is because of the reasoning that ascertains cause and effect that we know.
That the pedantum in the sea de da shinga no la nyugche ton yon de la ding no la sabin yoba de juneng e bitsema de hakong do yine ya pela do din din digres ine dengi ngone sanatona sheja yur suda de so demba trubi ki junse ani delatine sheba cheng do as sheba de junse ke wa ina ta sheba kro demba trubi ki junse karel ten ha ko res den damba la sheba kro ki kro ne riba de ne rari de ne den damba la tu ya mara ani rang rang riba de madu na rang ki hen riba de ya ta de ko yan de ya tu ya mara o de de ta You that to your big junse, any sheba coron, sheba de cuevaina, sheba coron, any yoba junse, carrieres. Ni yana rank ran rini, any sheba yoba yana hakogre, yana sheba shandaji, any sheba yoba hakogra. That ranita, sheri kaya, tendambala, true yamara, odinita, junse, kandar de junse and yanta was chagu yamaras, peta tenin tsung yamaras.
So in this way, we see that the example that is given then does not correspond to what we want to explain, to prove, or to illustrate, and that that basically it is not because of the sprout we can know that there was a seed, but because of the reasoning that sustains the cause and effects. And so this reasoning in itself is fine. This example in itself is fine, but then it doesn't help us to understand how on the basis of those objects that are of knowledge, being truly existent, then we can know that there is a mind that is truly existent, because it is the connection it is between the fact that there is a truly existent object and the fact that it is truly existent mind is made by the mind. And so to establish that this mind is truly existent, then it is done by the mind. But then, as we saw before, then it cannot be done by self-awareness. A truly existent mind then cannot establish its true existence. And it also cannot be established by others, by another mind, in another consciousness that would look at it and try to establish its true existence. that we saw that this is impossible. Those two modes then cannot, in the end, ultimately establish the absolute existence of, or the existence on the absolute level of the mind. And so the so those proponents who of or those who believe in true existence then assert that some phenomena exist on the ultimate level, and so that is, for example, the Vaibhashika then say that the objects outer phenomena as well as the mind have a existence on the ultimate level, and in the same way also the Sautantrika, the Chittamatra then say that the this mind is a naturally clear self-awareness, free of duality, is truly existent on the ultimate level. But then, as we saw, then the way to establish that we need to establish that is the mind. And so, in order to establish that this mind itself is truly existent, then it is not possible to do it with self-awareness. And then, mind itself cannot establish itself to be truly existent. And in the same way. And we saw also that another consciousness also cannot establish another one to be truly existent, or we cannot establish in this way mind to be truly existent by resorting to another consciousness. And so, because we end up, you know, with this on this infinite regression, then if we try to establish mind to be truly established by with another mind. And so, therefore, we see that there's nothing that exists on the ultimate level. Ultimately, there's no either outer phenomena or mind that would exist on the ultimate level. Yet, at the same time, the Madhyamika do not refute their existence on the conventional level, at the level of the relative conventional level. Then things do appear and manifest, whether it be the objects or the mind that is their subject. But then none of them can be said to be truly existent on the ultimate level.
That dini ma tomba mai duje gavas chedan ji toni res sheba tara ta duje gri ba yores riba kare yores le ni jola cheba to ji zimi riba ina shin ngola cheba tende chamo ni debo le cheba yeme chengo de sum she gna de den ina shin ta junre nin ka le cheba mu ji chengo sni ya riba ji she gre ta di gandar ma she nan di gol ta de no na jola cheba ta debo le cheba nin to Dining chaser at Junde Ninka, a Chego, your markings, and Judan Drebu Ninja Madonna, then Junde Ninka, a Cheva, Yamichan was here, that Gumunda, Yina, and that day, Kanda, Shunkashino, Legunda, in a dinner, Tinsi Sum Shenda, Yan Sansa, Shishigre, Jid Kashiwa said, Junde Ninka, a Cheva, Mushangos, Judan Drebu Ninka, a Cheva, Tanda Judan Drebu Soso, Soso, a Chek, Riba Ninda, in a Riba Shishu, Junde Ninka, a Cheva. Muji Chengos, Chichever. That did Chidang in Rabuji Remato, and the Riba de Machina in Tigger. Kainsna, Jola Chichen, Devil Chichen, or the Tajudan Devuninga, Madova Ten and Betsara. Ten and Betsan, or the Tajuninga, Yanja Chegua Yomara, Yina, Papeta Yanchi, Jeva Petrubal Garden in Yimbaina, and the Riba de Chignan Ronda with the Chabura. Mother Tenda, Jola Chobat and Devil Chobanin Constantidigger. dinedi ta sum dena sum shingda jole choba sidi kasi chi chewa yena yana jumel che gores yana ju hinda shila ten che gores yana ranle ran che gores ta dis sum ma do dine chewa chi ine sunde ta chewa demba tuba chi ine sunde dis sum karuna ten che gore ma do dis sum karuna ten dis sum karu ma yin ba la ten ta chewa thek ma res ina dis sum karuna chewa yores na odi che yo ma res ya dela Jawa mimpi ke junsi entahlah, jual coba doji sih meribas, tensis.
And so now we come to the exposition of the proof of those who uphold the doctrine of emptiness. So those who kind of so the Majjhimika who have explained that all phenomena actually are emptiness. So then we come to the proof that they are the way that they have to prove to establish that all phenomena are emptiness. And so in that then there's a different argument. So there's the here will be presented the investigation of the cause, that is the famous diamond splinter argument. Then there's the investigation of the nature, that is the reasoning of a great interdependence. And then there's the reasonings that investigate the effect, also how there can't be any origination of an effect or non-effect. And so So we in this way, then we investigate the cause, the nature, and the effect or the result, and then in this way establish the emptiness. And sometimes, so those are three reasonings. Sometimes we talk about four reasonings. Four reasonings are presented, and the fourth reasoning being the reasoning of investigating cause and effect, and with the four alternative of arising. And but then is the of arising and cessation. So the four alternative of arising and cessation. But then here it's fully established when we've investigated already the cause and the effect with those two reasonings. Then we've fully established that things are emptiness and cannot be truly established. But sometimes this fourth reasoning of investigating both cause and effect is presented as for those who kind of like to have more elaborate kind of reasonings, kind of investigation. But in terms of the point is made by means of those already by those three reasonings here, which are presented. So we start first with the investigation of the cause, the diamond splinter argument.
Tan ni ba ngol chaba tende chimos ngol chaba tende chimos ya de ta chu kro ki ngo ni demba tu ba yere ma res o dile chaba tende chimos chim da pe na chu de so demba tu ba khan yo ma res ngo demba tu ba khan yo ma res jum zin kar sna tende res jum zin tende de gor tende se de khalo res de chi chu shen da shi la ten ni chung a ma to rang ki go ni tu ba me ba chu shen da chi la ten ni chung a de la tende res tapena taba da metaba se de metaba se de metaba la teni pa ani shaba san re ma do metaba le los chibi ge taba se ji rong gi goni thwa yare san de min do din an shi dan de je ge che de cha ma de le ra pena nyu ge se ya de ko sa ben le teni chung a ju jin shen da shi le teni chung a re ma do sa ben na nyu ge se ya ji rong gi goni thwa khang min do o de le ten des pena da chuno ge su nyen da din an shi ge de ni ju mi ki no a de cha ma ani pekogda ta du chama tende ra jumi ki noa de ko je ta nga ra odi ne ju chen chen da chi la tende ne ko nang da odi la tende si gu de tende chi mi ri ba cha
and so the arguments of so this Vajra splinter argument, they examine the cause. So basically for a phenomena to arise, for something to arise, they needs to either it arises from without causes, is there without causes, or it is on the basis of a cause that has either itself or different. And so those are examined in this reasoning, and or could be on the basis of both, something that would be like either at the same time on the basis of themselves and then some other factors. And then the second reasoning is the reasoning of the investigation of the nature, and seeing that actually they are in their nature phenomena are not truly existent because they are interdependent. The way to establish that is by means of understanding that all interdependent. What does interdependent means? It means that all phenomena arise on the basis of others, of other phenomena. they all arise on the basis of other phenomena, and meaning that they do not arise on their own account, their own free will, if you want. And because it is, for example, when we talk about permanence, when we say permanent phenomena being permanent, it is on the basis of impermanence that we talk about permanence. We don't have a permanence that would exist independently of impermanence. And it is so. It is the same for all phenomena, all compounded phenomena, then arise on the basis of their kind of a particular causes, and not out of their free kind of a freedom or independently. And for example, a sprout then rise on the basis of the seed and the different conditions, and not when and whenever and however they want. And so this is the understanding that so all phenomena are not truly existent because they are all interdependently arisen.
And
And then the last is the investigation of the result, that is the argument which refutes the origination of the existent or of the non-existent effect result. So when we have a, so we investigate, now we look at the effect of the result. And the effect is either existent or non-existent. Either there's an existent result that's produced or a non-existent result that's produced. And in both cases, we see that it doesn't work. It can't be that an existent result is produced, but it can't be also that a non-existent result is produced. So and now we come to this. So the first, the investigation of the cause, the diamond splinter argument. And so in the investigation of the cause, so we look at the how a phenomena are produced, and then if that is the case that they are produced without cause, or that is that they are produced by themselves, or they themselves produce themselves, or they are caused by something that would be different from themselves. So we have those three kind of options that are investigated or that we are going to examine here.
Da jumele chewa na yene chewa se de ko de wo da yene ya da le chewa se de karel she gor se de saben kro ke ten do nyug de yore se gor tambo ne saben kro ye ba da de ki dre bu de kro ten do tambo ne yore se ode kro ten do tambo ne ye sha wa de tsu ani che gu yore se ode le da le chewa se gor da.
So the when we say born without cause, that is, and born from others, something that would be different, that is easy to understand. When we say born from oneself, then it means that, you know, when we have the sprout that arises from the seed, so that would mean to say that the result, the sprout already exists in the cause, in the seed. So this is what it means by arisen from itself. So that is whatever result we are considering, so this result exists in the cause, so it is based on this particular result that it is, you know, itself again produced. And so that is a reason from oneself.
That jumele chavas shingda jambemba karishi orse nga zo tsema yora tse tsema tsema ge pe tse de pe nombo da odi nombo de sukhang ge zogo yo maras ko tse de kono ranshing ge da jume shin da dine yong gores de na shi ma ja ge dro de la pe chi nyin je bu ne da tsen don da minda odi sukhang ge de ne che ko la tsen da mara ju yo maras e kono ju tsani me ba de ne ki yong gores da de na shi pe mo bo ke gor manzo jume be pese and all the devil may be pese jume be pese the pana shamo shamo de pek in the original tiri tanda panga de la chitsawa in a shamo tan yomarta in a sunny shoke roina and a shamo de ya chimbo de chania digi grungi di tsawaira tsawa de yan sagin ya chimbo chani any de pemumbo tonga That the pen job at Chewera did. Did he gonda this such a del Zani Shamo Yamarina, Sunny Shoba, and run Chambo in it? That the job at Chewera can't say. Did you the other Jumi be pay. Then I shin devil may be pay. Manso Lung did shoot him by the teller than the chia, Lung Tanshawina. Didn't drip kind of my study. Then I shink it up, my book share, Jumi be pay. Jumi be pay, devil may be pay. Lung la, lung dinde shu jin bo le gu de tela, tela de dinde chai jin lung kin ro ra, de lung ki tela kin ro de dilen drive kai yong ma si ba, ta dilen drive de chi kai raya yong ma ra, tela lung kur de wai na, drive kai ra mi da, o de na che sa, de kuran zu pe ko ba, ju me bi pe dinde res ta, drive me bi pe dinde res.
So philosophical schools such as the Chavakas argue that just as no one has made the sharpness of a thorn, or so for the Chavakas, so they give examples of things, of phenomena. They have plenty of examples that they give to show that actually, for example, the sharpness of a thorn are extremely sharp, and there's no one who came and, you know, made them sharp like that. And just as in the way, also in the same way, the colors on the peacock's tail also is not someone who's painstakingly so many, you know, different shades, and it's just so complicated. There's no one who's done that. So that is a proof that you know, phenomena arise without cause, but just naturally like that. And so they have a lot of examples that they give, is like the example of absence of cause and the example of absence of result. And they have plenty of examples. The example of absence of cause, for example, is the mushrooms. Mushrooms is when you know, you go you walk about the field at night, and you know, it's just not a single mushroom there, and then you come back early morning, and then you know, you just have plenty of mushrooms everywhere, you know, and quite big. They grew extremely quickly, and then, you know, immediately then you have all those mushrooms there. And so that is a proof of that's one of the examples that they give of the absence of cause. Example of absence of result is, for example, when you have the, you know, the wind, strong wind blowing, and then the dust, you know, raised the dust, and then the wind carries the dust, and so there's no result to that, you know. So you just have a cause without any result. As you know, just the wind carries dust, is, you know, doesn't produce anything, isn't it? That's the kind of example that they give in as a, you know.
There, and so they are pumping in Langa and Rodi. Long Jagger, tell a mammoth Abunda. They're done Drew Kaya.
For example, you know, thank you for us popping, you know, on the road there. There's a lot of, you know, dust that is raised by the wind and doesn't produce anything. There's no point in that.
Tatina is Mambo Shigurguna. Pay Mambo Kir, Nima did the nature, Shoba Shani, then you go to Nolan Donda. Jukanya Mars. Chudi Tuleman Ronda, Della Kanya Mars. Then I get that Semayora, Sema de Pe, Dinichi, Ririera, the Sama Sugang, the Niri Sogumas. Kuran Dinike, Jukanya Mikova, the Niungeres.
So there are plenty of examples like that. For example, that the sun rises in the east and then went in the west, and there's no reason for that, there's no cause for that. And, or that the second. Oh yeah, the water also goes downhill. Also, there's no, you know, there's no reason for that. There's no cause for that. It's just the way it is. And the peas also, you know, there's this round, nice round shape. It's not that someone, you know, came and made them, you know, in that shape. It's just naturally like that, without cause.
That the we umabagi that the jumendan ting maras. Kani sana jiten ba desoge unso the thonde gora. Mazo shine che the nyende soge ko junde the unso thonde gora. kasi jutsani migration den debu che gwen den shine che den de sog legal be sen che go yamida singa non la pena tan da ge tise de la ni singa non la singa pe chik lega che den non saben ta gunda ani saben de ta wala den ni den ni dikin da wa khashe ge jela debu che go yaba de ha go ra debu che de ni ding na saben chin de go yaba ko zo ge chang ha go ne ni singa lega che ni de sog be sen che go ra mon su de jiten ba de sog yan jun de mon su de jun de de so yaba thong ge ra ma do ju me jin do che wa de su kan ge yan thong yo ma ra
And to this, the Madhyamika explained that replied that actually this is say, a matter of everyday perception that all results are seen to be produced by causes, and so this is something that we see that you know all things arise due to causes, and that we don't find anything that arises just like that without cause, and that is why you know in the field then the farmers then cultivate their fields because in order to grow harvest. And so if there was no, you know, causal relation, then there won't be any point for them to cultivate their fields and to plant seeds and so on, and because then there won't be the results of the harvest. So to say that things arise without cause is contradicting what we all see.
That dina shinche ne maji ke chik jondon de la da chondon jamra yara. Dina shinke ta medo dosala doma, medo de ki loma de pe kashela, pe mambo yara kashela nyunyu yara. That is someone, jurere, the name of the tongue to your mercy. Pen a medoke, pen a magic in donor, tundon dramera, tundon digi judere, digi juderesin, yawa chegona, ningazoki, chetu your mercy. Inea, jumebaresna, jumebamares.
And the, when we talk about the colors on the tail of a peacock, then, or in the In the same way, also some flowers. You know, some flowers have many petals. Some have just a few, and some with you know really fine design and so on. Those are due to the many causes that are necessary for producing. Like when you see all the different colors, all the different shades on the peacock's tail, then we cannot know all the causes for each individual color. But it doesn't mean to say that there is no cause. Just that we cannot know. You know, all the diverse. All the many causes that produce this result, but then it doesn't mean to say that it is without a cause.
That kandar drive kron la kandar yo ba dela deden tumbi ki jud nere gores. Di megona dene ngaso chad maja dege draw dela chundo nta mera dene yung da. Di jud sanya magona ani chad shenda ke draw dela ya ani chundo de meche ke junse mida. Jo mejin de che chogue na. O dene shires da kandar drive la yedan kado. Rodan Nuba Kare Yova Yinaya, but this Samana Krongi, and it ju, dinidin Yuris, Mato ju dinin mena, dinin yidna Kadogi Cheva, dinashi, ro, and in the soke, any Cheva de dinin domina, dinin yun sigmaris.
And so those colors on the tail of a peacock then arise due to causes, and one way also we can understand that is to see that actually from one peacock to the next, then they are different. They have, you know, differences. And if it were to rise without causes, then there couldn't be those differences in the way they arise. They wouldn't arise differently. And so it is just because they're, you know, different, slightly different set of causes, then that they appear, they manifest differently. And so we cannot say that things arise without causes.
Then table like yidna kado ki cheba yoba na shi. Diki jula yan, that dinde ki kuno ju gur is shiang da. That ju dinde gur yana, ju tiso, ani sugu seba resi, that tiwak yoga resi.
But then the Chavakas have a problem. Then if you say that things are produced, they have a cause. Then they say, well, who's doing them? You know, who's producing them? And you know, like the bees and everything. You know, who's doing that? And the thing is that it's not because you know that cause. There's someone doing it. It's not like because there's someone behind. It's just when you know this cause that produced this particular effect, then it's also caused by its particular set of causes, and again this other caused by its particular set of causes, so that is the way it works, and it's not necessary to you know think that there is someone that would be behind it and doing it.
That dilah drive kuno la yeta kadoge cheba kare yena ani ju dilah yana dinege che nibig niba yores shengda mado jula dinde niba mena drebala dinde tamla yunsig maras shesa tadela kozo gu tsutya ko gore kasi judila dinde ke chi niba de yobaina tene pena nege sabenchi ke nege nyugo meche bi junsen kareres nege sabende ke nege chi nyugo krongi yita kado de tsama nege sabende ke chetugunda नेक सबेंद की नेक न्यू दिग ये तक खातो ड्रामेंड है दिसो छांमा चेक निबाद यो ना इन्हें नेक सबेंद की ड्रेक न्यू ची मिचे भी जंसे करे रहे हैं तो ठीक होगा।
So he's explained that actually, so it is not because of someone, but because the particular causes produce the particular result because of having the potential for producing a result. So because the causes have the potential of producing the result, then they do so. But then the Chavaka then come with another question, then if those causes have the potential of producing result, then why is it that wheat seed do not produce rice? You don't have rice out of a wheat seed, a wheat grain, and that doesn't, you know, how is it possible?
Neg sabin digi neg nyugu di ke yena kado de so tsama chegres hine de che no mara de michi bi junsen karasna chigne tanda neg sabin krona chig rawan da kan yo maras kron gi hun gi da sabin chira o digi ta krona ching di hun gi ju digi ta kron che gora kron che yu di hun gi ju digi ta ko che gi ne ba kare yo ba na shi o digi yan de bi chen da de yan tinde shi ni ba chi che goras dine ta dine chi chigne jungama de ni ba dal ta go da ni ne ta kro rinda re ma to ri min da wa phen sen dine chi ne nda ma da kan jung man jung dine che ya re sna di che yo ma ras so so ge ri pe na ne da re do so ri so so kha ga kha ga yo ra ani ne gi nyu gu de ne gi sa me de gi nyu gu de re gi sa me na de ni che go ras jun sen kar sna tanda pe na ne gi nyu gu de che che ba ki sa me chi ra di sa me kro ge chi ron da bo kha yo ma ras दिगुंग की समय कुरों चेया की जुचे रहो दिग निवा दलते ने ने कुरों यूं रे यान दिग निवा दिग दिनेस यूं रे मातो ची ड्रेव ची चेया की निवा यान ड्रेव दिग सामा चेया की निवा दे यू मारेस
and but the thing is that this so grain of wheat then give rise to only to wheat and to rice and the reason for this is that this grain of wheat itself has been produced by its particular causes. So it is not that it has the free will of producing the way it wants, whatever it wants, but itself has been produced in a certain way by its particular causes. And so because of that, then has this potential, this capacity of producing only wheat. And so, and again, its seed itself has been also the cause for the wheat grain also has been produced by its particular set of causes that made it in a certain way that it had a particular potential or the capacity to produce wheat grains but not rice grains, and so that is why in this way then we understand that it is because the phenomena those causes do not have like the freedom to produce whatever they want the way they want, but them because themselves they've been produced by their particular causes in a certain way.
Onda dena shinge kandar juminda wala den debu minda wa kare chi che we res tya ko onda da dela yang juminda wala den debu minda wa che wa de ani juran ran so so gi yan ding hun la jut ni yora o diso gi ani niwa la den da den yu we res ding we bi chi ni res yen da ngo bo kono gi ta chi me tsa wa na shi chi ni da den den da wa den chi res.
But then they ask, why is it that this is a variety of causes which produce a variety of results? And that is the way this variety of results that come about because of those having those particular causes which has the capacity to produce those given results, and that is basically the nature of things, the way things are.
jumele kasi chegoyena yana tuita don drebo de yoyoba ingos kainsna ko jume meba de che chogoyena tene kadu yena yan drebo maybe ki junse minda yena drebo de tuita de yoresna minda drebo kashi yaka chego gore gunga yomare kashi gunga chego gore yaka yomare mado kadu yena yaka de gunga kadu yena yan kon drebo de chego minda junse karasna ko an drebo jule tego gores junu matena ko kadu yena yan yoba yana kadu yena meba 주면 체고 연에 야는 드레부디 카디이나 예여 바이 고르 야는 카디이나 메바 이 고르스 다 디니 마도 네 로사 요 마르스
and the so basically the fact that a phenomena arises without cause is not valid. We cannot say that things arise without cause, because then if that were so, then things results would arise all the time. It would be always the results manifesting, because you don't need to rely on a cause, and it's not because there's no cause that those things do not arise, because they arise without a cause. So, but then what we observe is different, that, you know, certain fruits then appear in the summer and in the winter, and certain phenomena that kind of you know, we see that ripen in the summer and in the winter. So at different times we have different results, and so it is not that they manifest all the time, and so it is not possible to be therefore without causes, because then there wouldn't be any kind of obstacle or anything preventing things from arise, since they arise without a cause.
That day, the ngobo karayi na yang kanda you ngobo chi you choma dan du choma la yo mares ngobo de ta ko yu yang ani kashi sa yo ba dan kashi sa me ba du yang ani du se kashi sa yo ba du se kashi sa me ba din re da o din re ge ta chi yu yang kasa kana me ba dan ani du se yang ka de yu na me din ge ni ngobo de ta ju na che ba res
And so we see that actually phenomena, or the results for that matter, are present in certain places and not everywhere, at certain times also. Different, you know, phenomena manifest in particular places, in particular areas, in others, at particular times and not at others. And so that is itself the refutation of the fact that things would be originated without a cause, that would be without causes. We'll stop here today.
Nanzu de shiro leo de chidangi pe de shung pe chabu de ne zibura. Ta dreshi mambo chik jashawa ina ne yang ko chik zanyi kuwa matuwa chik chakda maangra zana. Ta chik maa dudun rao chana ne chik this is the goal ina yang da jachambu de pe gale kawara kanyi zana da dinegi shung na kanda. Ini ngazo tanda sabara dindi cawa diko sinda nanda yena diso jik daha mago nanti gore tanda deshi didi jayundi ini cawa di ta o ninga di dene dene rendo teni di hako wace di ko kece mora tini kale kale jik teba maro maro yunga ina tini yena loma na shingi diso cama tini kale 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 she yunga
So the this text the so this chapter on wisdom is known to be a quite difficult one, and so it presents the so the Majjhimika view and so all those points in and actually elaborate is quite elaborate, but then it might not be so so useful to go into all the details of all those explanations. If we were to, you know, explain each point in great detail, then in the end we'd just be without understanding anything, because it would be, you know, kind of overwhelmed by all by the wealth of detail. And so that's why we kind of I feel that it is more important to like present the main points, and so that is the way that we should approach it, because since we haven't, you know, studied many texts, and so we can't go too much into detail, because otherwise that would be too overwhelming. But so the way is here it presents all the main points are presented here. So in the, you know, when we study something, it's like there's the root, and then there's the kind of the secondary aspect of the kind of elaborations. So of course, ideally, then we would go through, you know, the root and all the elaborations. But then that might be too much, especially if you've never, you know, you haven't studied so much, you know, other kind of a philosophical text, and that might be too much. So it's more, we concentrate more on the root here, and so the point is to basically to commit them to memory, to try to, you know, to understand, to see which, you know, are those main points, and then to remember them, because otherwise if we don't do that, if we don't remember them, then nothing would be left of this study. So this is the point, so that this studying this the chapter on wisdom here, so for us to kind of try to remember, so the root, so the main points, and then after that, then slowly as we study other texts, then we can start to bring in the branches of the elaborations, like, you know, the nice leaves and so on that would, you know, that grows on the tree, and that. So but then first we need to have the root, to have those main points. And so again here, that might prove too much to just, you know, really explain into detail each point separately. And so that's why I feel that it is more important for us at this stage, since we haven't studied so much text, to really point out the main points there.
Dojisema. Ah.
Sigdira.
Any chat is a dinner, so no one's a teacher, there's a tsunda. Tanda de Kashi jag the nature. But there is a massy chaver. That dodgy semasi the color, dodgy said the bad trouble kejer kanda. Gobo noni pe, dodgy palams shenda. Palams yadi dodgy dung, gobo noni that dillis chick sour mess shagora. Oh, tatig is semanashi, dig is sonny, that semanashi. Jidan semasedico chick gumada chavades of casa. Kasara dinashi tanda ki riba de ta jumila da jumai ba de le chegre se yek loto chinda odi pak kasa ki dine riba de la ta semas palam dojik se jaye ta semana shire se chego ta de ko riba de ki kanda sama ka thu ye se chego sunne wa mat bach ta sema de dine mabuchi so shwa ina dine suna no la yung tu ko ya mara kasa no ta dinda bichre doji semas ya de semas ya de tanda dinge la na shi de charu kan chi ma bu so da de la sema se gore de ni doje se ya de ngo bu na ni cha she na sa she na de o da dik doje phalam doje de ge se ja ke sema re se gore da de din na shi an zo phalam doje ge se ja ke sema ji na de ni pe tra bo yer kan da da ri ba de din na shi se gore da pe ko ne
o di Spinzer's this term zema means refers to the, you know, on the barbed wire that, you know, you place, that you have those kind of a, is it what is that, nails, or how do you call it, those the barbs. So it's the barbs. Okay, so it's like the barbs on the didn't laugh on the barbed wire. So this you know, extremely hard to prevent, you know, the thieves and all those people to come in. And so, in the diamond is like, or the is the hardest kind of a thing that there is, you know. Well, so here we have the this barbed wire that is made of those barbs that are made of of diamond string together. So that's the image they use for this reasoning that investigate the cause, and that, you know, removes all the wrong views of others, you know, as to how phenomena originated, some thinking that phenomena then arise without cause, some that they are produced by themselves, some produced by others, and so all those then are kind of are kept away by means of this barbed wire made of diamond barbers.
Palang doji se ade trouble in the junsen karikum. Palang doji de mobo shenda tsama meba sotoris da zu strubi ke mobo tsama kopa meba sotoris ine mobo shenda chike kopa meba sogana tsani zotu mar shenda palang doji de munina ta dinan shinda da rigba de ke dinan shi che rigba de ke ta shenge lodo tsama pa meba soni tini shenge tsu rigba na tang ge na tanda uma pa ge chik Riba de la Tsuchunjan or Chewin, Kangian, so never Chema to your lodge.
And so the reason we say that the diamond is like the hardest thing there is because break other things of kind of alter or other material, but then it cannot be harmed back. They can't, you know, alter, it can't be altered by other things. True diamond, it is said, and so that is why it's considered to be the hardest thing. And so, in this way, so we have here this Bible word of diamond that would keep away all those wrong views, like the hardest thing that there is, or like the strongest thing to keep away all those. Dominique?
The 3 to 5 great logical arguments that can be. Kempo already mentioned that analysis of the investigation of the cause can be sometimes subdivided into two, so that is just one here. That would expand it to four. But for example, in the Kenjo presentation of the great arguments, there was an additional argument, the essential identity, which is basically the argument of neither one nor many. How would that be included in the current presentation? Would that be part of the investigation of the nature? Got it?
Yeah, I just wonder why you didn't wait that we covered all of it for asking the question.
You can also stop at that
point. Yeah. Did some of it in a tense? Tene tanda de la tense sums in the shadow, tene tamle yan tense she de ne yan tanda de. Kembo shiwa na shi tene yan tamle tene tense in last, kenju in the tense in last of tene. Cause tikan dava ge tense de yan tene. Umayengi tense de ye. Tikan dava.
Chitura tense re re mu. Tanji, mora chaba chitura siyore. Tanji la chaba tende chema siyore. Juni ninggalah coba muih cengko siore, cek tanda de, tanda.
Kau sahur de.
Unta de tens. Cik tu dage tensi de, di mana? Ngolah coba tenda cemo si de, cik tu dage, cidang ke riba de, thayan tis jeban lo cewora. Ribin nandro tis cik mawa cewora, matu tenda ta, deso sang kons mandi bayomar. Matu pena tenda cemo ke tensi cing doa ngolah coba tenda cemo, di konsola. And the din dude, chick to the density. Then, Junenin Galachova, Muji Chango Siade, Jorachova, Dojisimi Ribata, Devolachova, Emichango Nikos, Duder. In a tire, they soak no longer in Nancy, but this is Chick Chevalochine. Then, in part, Ribat, Tranga Mons, Sogara. That tendation was the tendency at the young, and then on a Molachova city churches of Dembatuva Canyon Marcine, Jujan Shenda, Chila Tune, Chick in his Chick Chumshire Mother, Chila Tune, Chick Majumba. Janda chile tu makan barang kau ni coba yang maras siang dah, dia leten deh cemas. Cik tu dah sedih, tene ngu dembat coba kah yang maras kah isna, dembat coba ina ya na, cik ngu orang dembat coba ingor ya na, tu ming orang dembat coba ingor. Tens tensi ke, ribat de, tangtang de tens mandar emado, tenda ningga de dinaan, di deor. Ini dekoh dene manyun drum dayer, ina yang ta disong kuasa tenda, di deor. Dina yang tadi disong nalo ni yang tes cik ribi ke jodoh di tes mana wasuane, dini yang hidangnya sugara, betul sun dia tu dia disong.
So they're all included in there, and that is just in terms of the, you know, the point that is made, that is it is explained, and this is all here within those with those three reasonings, and that for example, so this reasoning of neither one nor many, that would be like an aspect or more an elaboration, if you want, on the investigation of the nature of the great interdependence. And then we saw that, you know, there was this this other reasoning of investigating cause and effect, and so this is, you know, this is included in both the investigation of the cause and the investigation of the effect, and that, and this this reasoning of the great interdependence basically, you know, approaches phenomena and look at phenomena and see that they are not truly existent because they do not exist of their own kind of a free will independently, but then only on the basis of other phenomena that do arise and independent by other things. And so this is the way to establish that they're devoid of inert existence. And so the point, and then neither one nor many is just to see that actually you can't have one thing, you can't find one thing, so you can't find many. And so the point, the understanding that we get to is the same, that things in their essence are not truly established. So it is all the points of those reasonings are all included within here, within those three, and it's just a matter of the way of maybe elaborating more in a way or another.
That the son of the Duguya, any Shidanga Karichine, Tinsikogor said the Goa de Pachogi, Goa de Kashi, Riba Nombore, Kashi Riba Yawemar. Riba Nombo de Soladine, Nunun Chikitoni Pashe Yawina, then Tada Hakolo. That the Riba Nombo Yawemed in the Latine, this Nunsegil learn a Kogyomer. Bena Jule Jabadig, Juma Rubache.
So we may wonder why, you know, if all those reasonings are included within those three, if, you know, then why sometimes we talk about four reasonings, why sometimes five reasonings, if they're all included. The thing is that people have, you know, different capacities. And for those of kind of sharpest faculties and capacities, then just a few reasonings is enough just to present the main points, is enough for them to understand, so that by presenting the reasoning of the investigation of the diamond splinter and seeing that how, you know, things do not arise without cause or not from themselves or not from others, then is enough. But then people, even though, you know, those have been presented individually, say, well, you know, things cannot arise from themselves, they cannot arise from others, but still, you know, there's a doubt there. And for those who, you know, are not that as sharp faculty, then there's still a doubt there, and thinking, well, yeah, but maybe it comes, you know, from the two together, maybe. And so that's why you'd need, you know, this other reasoning or the that investigate the cause and effect of the refutation of the four alternatives of arising. And so and it's the same also with the when we investigate the nature of phenomena and see that actually all phenomena are interdependently originated. But then for some it might be enough, but some they still have some doubts. It might not be convincing enough, and that's why you need to bring in this other reasoning to go further and bring the neither one nor many argument.
Ta de ko mamba de yong do pe na so dale chawa yo mare shen le chawa yo mare ska yin de tini ka she ko ta dale chawa min do shen le chawa min do ine ta da de shen ni ga le tene che gre si shen da and de o man ju ba ta and so na ne ta ji ki chawa ka yong de dale chawa shen le chawa ni ga le chawa ni min le chawa ska yin do Dene ta kashi dhari chewa de tambo kayo de ta dhari chewa marasi yine yang shen le chewa resi. Dewa, ta shen le chewa de pa kashi de ta dhari shen re re tene chewa midusi yine yang ta dhari shen nyinga le tene chewa resi. Una chena ta dhari chewa me shen le chewa me na tene da shen nyinga le kandis chewa la. Yine yang ta ko goa momba yindi ta dene si tatung no to che dewa.
Now we see this kind of confusion, you know, then so like in this example, you know, of when we refute that things arise from themselves and refute that things arise from others, but then still some people can still think that, okay, yeah, I see, it doesn't arise, they don't arise from themselves, they don't arise from others, but they arise from both together, actually. This is the kind of things that we see in the refutation of the four alternatives of arising in presented in the Madhyamika Avatara, refuting those kind of position. So, but if we really look at it, actually, if things can arise from themselves, and if they can't arise from others, then they can't arise both at the same time. It doesn't make sense. If they can't even have, you know, one of the two, then how can they have the two? But then, you know, still, even though we may hear, you know, that they can't arise from self, can't arise from others, and still in our mind still have some confusion and not be totally convinced. And so that's why this needs to be addressed and presented.
Mm-hmm.